KSA Radio News with Wendy King.
Here just north of Sacramento, California, it's difficult to breathe through a thick cloud of brown smoke from hundreds of wildfires. They started from lightning storms, which happened earlier in the week. Nearly 12,000 firefighters statewide continue to battle the blazes, 22 of which are major. The flames have already burned an area three times the size of Los Angeles. At least six people have died. Governor Gavin Newsom says resources are stretched thin.
We've been on the phone with governors trying to reach out as far as the East Coast to see if we can get resources here into the state of California.
Paul Verkamen is in Napa Valley.
Here we've had 314,000 acres burned, some 560 structures completely destroyed. This is now the second largest wildfire in California history.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Bad news for the Gulf region. Two tropical weather systems are moving towards the Gulf Coast. USA's Kenneth Burns reports on how one Texas city is preparing.
Houston officials are planning ahead of Tropical Storm Laura and Depression 14, which could become Tropical Storm Marco by Sunday. They're urging residents to be prepared now. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says first responders will be ready to perform water rescues, if any. He also says they've kept the COVID-19 pandemic in mind.
We still will be intending to take do the COVID checks and to spread people out. And so, again, this is one of the times where you may have to be encouraged to shelter in place or shelter with family or friends or neighbors if it is needed.
It has been more than 60 years since two tropical strength storms have been in the Gulf at the same time. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
One of the stars of Full House has been sentenced in the College Admission scandal. With more, here's USA's John Hunt.
Actress Lori Loughlin will serve 2 months in prison, and her husband, fashion designer Massimo Giannulli, will serve 5 months after the couple pled guilty to conspiracy charges in the college admissions scandal. A federal judge accepted plea deals from the couple in a video sentencing hearing. Loughlin will also pay $150,000 in fines, serve 100 hours of community service, and be under supervised release for 2 years. Giannulli will pay a fine of $250,000, serve 250 hours of community service, and served 2 years of supervised release. The couple was accused of paying $500,000 to secure their two daughters' admissions to the University of Southern California by masquerading them as potential athletic recruits. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Florida reported more than 4,600 new coronavirus cases on Friday and 110 new deaths. WFOR-TV reporter Ty Russell.
There are roughly 1,700 people in hospitals throughout Miami-Dade and Broward counties. And today we are learning that leaders and doctors are expecting another spike sometime next month or October. But they are hopeful that that spike won't be as high as the last time.
Meanwhile, Florida hospitals report they've lost nearly $4 billion in the past 4 months due to increased staffing costs and extra protective equipment. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.